Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Upheaval, Turning Points for Nations in Crisis. The book interprets 7 case studies of national responses to major crises. By delving deep into 12 factors influencing individual approaches to crises, Diamond explores how nations and individuals can build a crisis framework. This framework can help us respond to future crises calmly and effectively rather than anxiously and hastily. Diamond defines a crisis as a critical juncture or a turning point. These occur only a few times in a person's lifetime. They could manifest as a career crisis, grief over the death of a loved one, or acrimony associated with a divorce. In the context of a nation, a genuine crisis occurs only once in centuries. For example, Brexit and the Fukushima reactor accident in Japan were unprecedented national crises. On top of those major crises, there are minor turning points. These could be, at the personal level, school exams or moving house, or, at the national level, a general election. But a crisis, or, as the book says, an upheaval, is the critical moment that can shape a person's life or determine a nation's future. In these critical moments, if one takes a wrong step, one could easily fall into feelings of helplessness, regret, or self-pity. On the national level, failure in crisis could manifest as societal collapse. Therefore, it is vitally important to find effective responses to personal crises. Examining a crisis framework to learn how humans deal with personal crises and even national crises may help us better respond to similar events and experiences in the future. Jared Diamond is well qualified to study the topic of crisis. He is one of the few contemporary thinkers to have analyzed human society and civilization as such. Diamond is also very knowledgeable about psychotherapy and crisis therapy, which people often use to cope with crises. In this book, he outlines 12 factors influencing the outcomes of personal crises. This book can be divided into 3 sections. Part 1, Enlightenment from Personal Crises. Part 2, Enlightenment from National Crises. Part 3, How to Deal with the Impending World Crisis. Diamond once suffered a serious career crisis. However, it was from this crisis that he acquired some key insights. After graduating from Harvard University with honors, Diamond chose to continue his studies at Cambridge University. However, Diamond found his studies in England more difficult than in America, and he felt clumsy and unhelpful working on his doctoral advisor's research projects. His mentor suggested that he find a separate project to gain hands-on experience, so Diamond chose the topic of sodium and water transport by the gallbladder. The gallbladder is a simple sac-like organ that belongs to a class of tissues called epithelia. In 1959, all known epithelial tissues that transported ions and water, as did the gallbladder, developed voltages associated with their transport of the charged ions. But no matter how Diamond measured, the voltage reading was zero. This simple experiment continued to stump Diamond. Despite his varied efforts, he could not detect the gallbladder voltage. He began to question whether he was even suitable to pursue scientific research. He had run into a serious personal crisis. Summer vacation arrived just in time, and Diamond went to Finland for a holiday. This trip to Finland only reinforced Diamond's notion to give up on scientific research. Here, he realized his true gift was linguistics. He was able to learn the unique and sophisticated Finnish language only by listening. Diamond now planned on giving up his scientific career and using his linguistic strengths to work as a simultaneous interpreter at the United Nations. Well, what do you think Diamond should have done at this stage? How should he have resolved this personal crisis? After his vacation in Finland, Diamond and his parents spent a week together in Paris. Here, he confided in them about his dissatisfaction and his new ideas regarding career. His father advised him not to make impulsive decisions but rather give his current research project another 6 months. If it still didn't work, it wouldn't be too late to take the linguistics and translation path. After his vacation in Finland, Diamond and his parents spent a week together in Paris. Here, he confided in them about his dissatisfaction and his new ideas regarding career. His father advised him not to make impulsive decisions but rather give his current research project another 6 months. If it still didn't work, it wouldn't be too late to take the linguistics and translation path. Diamond agreed to his father's suggestion. However, his experiment still didn't go well. After a lot of effort, he realized that it wasn't his fault. Rather, the premise of the experiment was flawed. It turned out that when the gallbladder transports water and ions, it transports an equal number of positive and negative ions, so the net charge becomes zero, failing to generate transport voltage. The discovery was unique among the known epithelial tissue transport processes at the time. Diamond had solved his problem and resolved his crisis. As a result, he continued his studies at Cambridge and finally obtained his PhD without incident. Diamond would later reflect that he had faced and solved the type of difficult problem that almost everyone will encounter at some point in their lifetime. It may appear in different ways: divorce, unemployment, loss of a loved one, and so on, but, regardless of the specifics, people in crisis know when they are in the middle of it and struggle to overcome the significant challenges they are facing. How? According to Diamond, at least 12 factors influence whether a person can successfully respond to a crisis. Factor 1, acknowledgement that one is in crisis. It is a prerequisite for implementing crisis therapy. People must first acknowledge that they are indeed in a crisis before they can address the problems they're facing. Factor 2, acceptance of one's personal responsibility to do something. When faced with misfortune, one's first reaction may be to blame fate or other people while denying one's own responsibility. However, to solve a crisis, you must be willing to take responsibility for your own actions, realize that, while you may not be able to control external factors, you can control how you respond. Factor 3, building a fence to delineate one's individual problems which need to be solved. People in crisis need to self-examine. What aspects of themselves are functioning properly and which require change? They must draw a clear line between the two. All of these factors aim to clarify the situation and help people achieve calm within a crisis. The next 5 factors actively address problems while seeking help from without as well as within. Factor 4, getting material and emotional help from other individuals and groups. Material support can be like providing temporary shelter for someone who has just moved out of their home after a divorce. On the other hand, emotional support could include listening to a friend's problems and offering advice and encouragement. When one is determined to deal with a personal crisis, the first action one should take is to seek external support. The advice Diamond received from his parents was just what he needed most, and it changed the course of his entire career. Factor 5, using other individuals as models of how to solve problems. The successful ways that others have dealt with similar crises can be a tremendous inspiration to us. If these people are close to us, we can communicate with them and learn from them. Support groups are also a good source of assistance. Recent amputates, for example, would, in a support group, obtain reassurance as well as methods to help themselves improve their situation. We can also draw inspiration from the biographies of famous people who have overcome their own crises. Factor 6, ego strength. Ego strength is the ability of a person to have accurate self-awareness as an independent, confident individual. It helps individuals stay calm under pressure, perceive reality accurately, express their opinions freely, and make sound decisions. Factor 7, honest self-appraisal. As we mentioned earlier, it is important to accurately distinguish your strengths from your weaknesses. However, many people tend to engage in self-deception to the extent that they fail to build on their strengths and resolve their crises. Diamond recalls that he failed to make an honest self-appraisal during his career crisis. Not only did he underestimate his scientific ability, but he also overestimated his linguistic talent, as he admitted later that passion for language alone wouldn't make him a good interpreter. Such a bad self-appraisal almost caused him to slip down the wrong career path. Factor 8, experience of previous personal crises. Young adults tend to be lacking experience relative to older people in this respect. That's why Diamond's parents were able to give valuable advice when Diamond was in a state of helpless confusion. Subsequently, Diamond went through two more career crises, but he was able to cope better on the strength of his previous experience. The remaining four of the 12 factors are some methodological tips on the macro level. Take, for example, factor 9, patience. This means to slowly look for various solutions to the crisis until you eventually find the most effective remedy. Factor 10, flexible personality. It means actively trying different approaches rather than stubbornly believing that there is only one solution. Factor 11, individual core values. They are the beliefs one holds that are essential to one's identity, and they are the basis for the trade-offs we make in the face of crisis. Factor 12, freedom from personal constraints. That is to say, actual problems and responsibilities do not bind us. Here's an interesting question: are the individual approaches to crisis applicable to national crises? National crises raise numerous issues that don't arise from personal crises. These may include questions of leadership, group decision-making, national institutions, etc. However, there are still many similarities between the two. National crises cannot be resolved absent the cultural context of the nations in which they occur. When individuals are coping with a crisis, they are also under the influence of their cultural contexts. Diamond believes that a correlation exists between personal and national traits. There are likewise 12 factors influencing national crisis outcomes. And 7 of these factors directly parallel those which influence personal crisis outcomes. These include national consensus that one's nation is in crisis, acceptance of national responsibility to do something, building a fence to delineate the national problems needing to be solved, getting material and financial help from other nations, using other nations as models of how to solve the problems, honest national self-appraisal, and historical experience of previous national crises. 2 factors have a comparatively abstract and less direct relationship. These are dealing with national failure and freedom from geopolitical constraints. 3 other factors are implicitly similar: national identity, situation-specific national flexibility, and national core values. We will discuss them in detail in the next section. That concludes the first part of our bookie. Here, we used Diamond's personal crisis as an example to illustrate the 12 factors that influence an individual's response to crisis. These factors can serve as a reference to resolve national crises. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play, get your free mind snack now.
Viva la Podcast. Podcasten muss sich wieder lohnen.
Wir bieten dir kostenloses Podcast-Hosting ohne Limitierungen.
Du kümmerst dich ums Podcasten.
Und wir kümmern uns um den Rest.
Und das Beste daran, du verdienst auch noch Geld. Ab dem ersten Hörer.
Der ersten Hörerin. Besuche uns auf kostenlos-hosten.de und informiere dich.
Teure Hostingkosten müssen nicht sein. kostenlos-hosten.de. Die Podcast-Re-Evolution.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.